Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen call-in show on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication. I am Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of Dr. Pat Allen's Want Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting the groundbreaking relationship work of our own well-renowned psychotherapist, Dr. Pat Allen, for more than 50 years. Tonight with Dr. Pat Allen, we have Patricia Eltage, Dr. Pat's collaborator for almost 20 years on the show as Dr. Pat is transitioning into retirement. Patricia is an author, dream analysis, and transactional analysis, and she will help you to better understand Dr. Pat's teachings on how to use communication tools for better relationships. Before we get started, however, please grab a pen and paper so you can write down the call-in numbers for guidance on your relationship questions and issues. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. We have Dr. Pat Allen on the show today, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her Want Institute and about her current ongoing ladies groups and what she does with her ladies groups. Dr. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead and tell the audience about your Want Institute and about your what you do in your ladies' groups and also a little bit about your life script.
I'd love to do that. 50 years ago, I graduated college and became an art teacher in Santa Ana for junior high school. But I came across some books that impacted me seriously. One was Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow. And the other one was Marcus Aurelius' Spiritual Teachings. And what I did was I decided I didn't want to be an art teacher. I was going to, as soon as I could, I wanted to become a therapist. And so that requires a master's degree. And I started up at Cal State Fullerton and came across some interesting teachers. And what happened was I eventually became a certified licensed marriage family therapist. And I particularly was impacted by Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about the One Institute, and then we can get back on your bio a little bit?
Yes, I would do okay. it. There was okay. no One Institute at that time. And what happened was I went and started going to AA, and I had an addiction problem with food and drinking, and so that didn't fit into my square lifestyle. So what I did was I started to investigate therapy, because I was going to switch my master's from art to therapy, licensed marriage family therapy.
Okay.
What?
That's great. I understand all that, but I'm just wanting to get you your feedback. We can go over all that. Could you tell us what the ladies groups are about? We've got callers wanting to call in. So
I eventually became a therapist and eventually became interested in a system called transactional analysis. And one of the things I did to gather my hours for my master for my PhD was to do a Monday evening class where I would answer questions about communication, because I was studying transactional analysis. And so what happened was I became noteworthy on stage. I did shows. Oprah Winfrey supported me in my application to be a SAG member, Screen Actors Guild. And so I became an actress.
Okay.
And what happened was...
We can go over this a little bit later. Can you just please talk to us about, you know, the Juan Institute? I've got a person that wants to call in and say hello to you, and we have a limited time.
Oh, okay.
So you operate ladies groups. We have ladies groups. Dr. Allen does a ladies group.
On. I'll go right to it.
Okay,
Women's groups, and each one has five people in it. When somebody drops out, somebody else drops in. So it stays at five, and it stays at 10. That's 50 years ago. And that has grown to proportions that now I am retired as a licensed therapist. I do coaching for TA, but what I do for women is help them deal with problems in communicating. Women have been taught to be either masculine or feminine doormats. And what I did was I taught people transactional analysis. And what happened was I became Pat Allen.
And the let me just ask you some questions here.
Ask me some questions.
Yeah, because I've got somebody that wants to call in. She's an admirer of yours, and she wants
Good.
To call
yeah,
in and
I know,
say hi. So I just want to get some information out there about you've got these ladies groups going on. She's got 9 or 10 ladies groups, 5 to a group, and the ladies have first exclusive to continue. So unfortunately, the groups are very seldomly become available. However, there are other coaches and trainers that have been trained under Dr. Allen that offer ladies groups as well that Pat has trained and endorsed. So if you ever want to do a ladies groups, you can contact me at the office at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. So Dr. Pat, just tell us what one of your ladies groups looks like when you attend it. What is the ladies talk about?
Their business, their family, their kids, they're wanting to get married, they want to get divorced. It's life. It's a hedonistic life. It's not hedonistic. It is stoic. I teach women how to take care of themselves first so that they are not demonstrating that belief in the old days, 50 years ago. My mother didn't even have the ability to have a credit card because she's a woman. And what I did was I started writing books, Getting to I Do, Staying Married, Loving It. And what happened was people started using my work.
Oh, we have a caller on, Pat. There's a caller on for you. Are you caller? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Pat, we have a lady that had requested to say hi to you. Do you want to say hi to Dr. Pat?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. My name's Megan. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you.
Good. And what did I do for you?
Oh, thank you so much. So I just have to say, too, I've been working with your daughter, Sue, and she's absolutely incredible. Your work is amazing, and it's changed my life in a few short, really in like a month. My question for you is, yeah.
I was united.
Yes, united. Yes. You're amazing. You are so amazing.
I'm a dame. What? What did you get out of my work?
Oh, my gosh, Pat. So much that I've been... That I have been in my masculine for most of my life, even though I look like a very feminine woman. I've been trying to control men for most of my life.
You see, the problem is after the First World War, we went home to our moms and dads with the kids. After the Second World War, we went out and used the guys' jobs to become men ourselves. And I've spent the time helping women decide if they want to be women or men after work. It's okay.
Yes.
Everybody. Men have male bodies, but they have feminine souls, the anima. Women have female bodies, but they have masculine souls, the animas. But what do you choose to do? Do you want to get laid or do you want to get paid? And what I'm really unhappy about is that everybody's sitting out there waiting to get into my group. I'm 88 years old. Don't wait much longer. I have students like Kelly Ward, Sue Wagner, my daughter, but a woman of note, and I want people to please join my students' groups.
I just joined Sue's group this month.
Good. Do you know that the effect of therapy in a group is way bigger than the ability in a one-on-one?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm actually a dating and relationship coach, and my programs and my work is now highly impacted by you and Sue. So I'm so appreciative.
I am so impressed with the effect of what I've done. My students take student classes for 3 solid years to qualify to be my sub-trainers. So I appreciate all of you getting in wait-up lines to be with me, but I really would prefer that you would get my textbook, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, which has every bit of my information in it and is used to teach you how to know when to be a man and when to be a woman. And that is a big, big deal. Also, do you want to be a career woman or do you want to be a woman with a career? Do you see? So
yes,
with that in mind, thank you for calling and noting what you got from me. But I really don't want adoration. I'd rather that my students work their bunnies off to get to be who they want to be. In my book, it has a section on how to become an I. Then it has a section on how to become a we. And then it becomes how to be with other people, mom and dad and business. So regularly, I read my 6 books to see if I've been outgrown. And you know what? I have not. My work is scientifically based on some, as I said, some very Marcus Aurelius and Toward Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow are a couple of my interesting books. But as you'll know, if you've been in my, have you been in a class with me?
No, I wish, but I have listened to every single podcast you've ever been on, like a psycho, and I've read all your books, other than It's a Man's World, It's a Woman's Universe, so I will be reading that next.
Good. So, with that in mind, I help people communicate. Remember, communication comes in three styles. I don't care whether it's Trump at the top. I don't care if it's Mother Teresa. You either are a communicator that intimidates with fear, and you know that you're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Churches have scripts. Governments have scripts. Families have scripts. And not all those scripts want you to be an individual. The second thing is seduction. Oh, I did that for you and you owe me. Seducing people out of their self-esteem with shame and guilt for not being perfect, for not trying harder. The third one is negotiating. Mm. I teach people to negotiate with respect and with cherishing. Respect is for doing good, and cherishing is for feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to decide whether you want to be a hedonist that wants to feel good, you become a crook, or you want to become a normal, loving, stoic person. And that's the philosophical foundation of what I do. For me, I enjoy the growth of human beings into good, loving people. And the first thing that the parent has to do is teach children or have them taught how to either intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt and shame, or negotiate with love, which is in the form of respect, which is masculine, or cherishing, which is family, home, love.
Yes. Thank you for popping in and saying hello to Dr. Pat. We enjoyed having you pop in. Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Good. Okay. All right, have a good evening.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Pat. We talked a little bit about you. We're getting ready to take, Patricia will start taking some calls. Do you want to join us next week to talk more about the WAN Institute?
Me?
Dr. Pat? Yeah. We'll have you back next week to do some more talking.
I want to do more talking, but I want people to speak to my wonderful students, Kelly Ward and Sue Wagner.
Yeah, no, they are. We're gonna do the show. Patricia's gonna do some dream interpretation, but we want you back on next week.
Great.
Okay.
She was a student of mine, too.
Yes. Patricia Eltidge is a longtime student, and she specializes in dream interpretation. So will you join us back next week to talk some more about the WAN Institute and your ladies groups and give us some more pearls of wisdom?
Yes. If I please you, I'm doing my best.
Okay, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for,
good, this is your show,
but thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's your show, Dr. Pat. It's always special when you come on. We were having technical difficulties the last couple of weeks with your phone. So now that your phone's back up and running.
That, but you know what? It worked tonight. It worked.
So we've got a functioning phone to have you back every week for the audience.
I love it. I want it.
Okay.
Please let me. Please let me serve.
Okay. We'll have you come back next week. We'll have you come back on the following week. Thank you for joining us, giving us your pearls of wisdom.
Thank you for asking.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
We'll join Patricia Eltidge to take some questions now. Dr. Pat, like as I said before, she's had some technical difficulties with her phone, but we will have her on for the first half hour or so to do some talking. And now we can join us with Patricia Eltidge to take some questions. Patricia, are you there?
I am indeed here. I'm here with you, Sue, and all the Radio Land people out there to call in with questions, and we'll get into it.
The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Patricia Eltidge is a collaborator of Dr. Pat's work. She's been trained under Pat for over 20, 30 years. So she's the one that's going to interpret your dreams later on at 5 o'clock. Will be dream interpretation. And for the next half hour, we have a caller here. Go ahead. You're on the air with Patricia.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a question. I am engaged. I call in.
Yes.
The question. Yes, it's going well. Thanks to Dr. Pat and you ladies. The question is, the man that I'm involved with keeps asking me about my finances, if I saved up money, if I have savings. He has money, he says, you know. And, you know, we go out, he pays for things, and, you know, so he does ask
me. Let me ask you this, that he's asking you, you are engaged, right? You say you're engaged?
Yes.
If you're engaged, this is the time when we have people call us and do something called a relationship contract. And we send you a form, both partners a form, before you get married. And we also encourage people to do it every 6 months after getting married, and then once a year after that. But we talk about time, space, money, and play. So you do talk about those things when you're getting married. So in those categories, there are subcategories: time spent together, alone, time, your private time, time together, time with others. Okay, then you go space, my space, your space, our space, and how you define your space between each other. And the third one is money, which you're bringing up right now. And people who are going to partner with each other do talk about money as well. And that's my money. What designates my money, your money, and our money? And he's already starting to bring this up, and that's normal. But we do it in a very formulaic way. Then there's play. Play, how we play. We can say play together, play with others, and play on our own. So all those things are discussed before marriage. But
right.
If you just do them randomly and haphazardly, it's going to be messy. If you want to call and make an appointment sometime, the two of you work out these issues, and we send you a very formulaic thing.
I would love to do that. I don't think he would be up to it. I know I would. But
he's already doing it.
Right, but
he's
the thing is,
up money.
Right, I don't know how to answer because either I don't say anything or I say I don't have any money.
Why don't you answer truthfully?
Answer truthfully. I don't want to say what I have right now, but
well, it's time to put everything on the table if you're going to marry. You both put everything on the table and decide how much of it is yours and what is. You do say what you have. You don't keep secrets if you're going to.
Oh, okay.
You talk about it, and you don't say, "Well, I don't want to put it in the pot." Or if you have this much and I have this much, how much of it goes in the pot? This is what we do. This is part of Dr. Pat's work, is to help people define how they manage time, space, money, and play. And you talk about it. We negotiate everything, including
so
money.
Now that he said, I'm going to see him this weekend. So I pretty much kind of lied, you know.
Well, that's not a good way to start.
Saying I didn't have
marriage
money.
Well,
so
that's vague. That's vague.
How do
that's
I just say?
By omission. You say, well, I wasn't comfortable. I want to bring up a subject that you brought up the other day, and it caught me off guard, and I wasn't exactly comfortable with it at the time, but I'm willing to talk about it now, truthfully.
Okay.
About both of us.
The other thing is, I'm thinking if I tell him, then maybe he's going to stop taking me out on dates.
Are you willing to be truthful in a relationship?
Yes.
Take a risk. Take a risk and be truthful and see where it goes.
Okay. Sounds good.
So this you're coming to another stage of the relationship, and it's not the time to start being secretive.
Okay.
It's a time of negotiation. An engagement is due diligence. That's what an engagement is. It's a period of time of due diligence.
Okay, sounds good.
And you're going to discuss all these areas, including money, and be
right.
Honest,
and ask him
what he thinks about money. Say, how do you see money? And tell him how you see money. Tell me what you want to say.
Tell him how I see money too.
This is a negotiation.
Okay, got it.
Ask him what he wants to know, and if you want to discuss monies and how you see the usage of money. Ask him how he sees the usage of money. And then you can share how you see the usage of money.
Got it. But I will be signing up with the script and the relationship form, even if he doesn't want to do it. But I will contact you for that.
Great.
Yes.
But this is scary for you. I hear that.
Yes,
this is
because
scary for you.
I was brought up in my household. I think my mom had like a secret account, you know, not to tell, you know, what you have. So that's really scary to me.
So you're scripted to do it this way, but we're trying to unscript you to do it a new way.
Got it.
A healthy way.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you have your own private account. You can have your own private account.
Yeah, I will.
But
yes.
You tell each other. You decide, I want my own private account, and then that's my money. That's my own private money. This is what you negotiate in a relationship.
Okay.
My
well,
money, your money,
good.
Our money. What your mother did is not necessarily the best way to go.
Okay. Sounds good.
I assure
good.
You it isn't.
Thank you, caller. Call us back.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, give us the update on how it goes.
Okay, bye.
Hearing from you.
Thank you.
She's been a follower of you for the past couple weeks. She checks in.
She checks in every week. I like that.
Yeah, she checks in every week, and it always turns to something new, but she's working it through what a healthy relationship looks like. And
she did.
Yeah, while you're, you know, the man has to know what he's getting into as far as finances. Okay, we have a
they
caller.
Don't want a bait and switch. Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a question?
Oh, hey, Patricia. How's it going?
It's going great for me. How's it going for you?
Doing good, thanks. Yeah, my name's Rob. I moved to LA about 4 years ago from New Zealand. So
wonderful.
The culture of dating is a little different. But my friend recommended that I Well, my friend recommended that I jump on this call and ask you a few questions that have kind of been on my mind since I've been here the last couple of years.
Go for it.
thank you. Well, one in particular is, I guess in New Zealand, or at least the way I grew up in New Zealand, when you first start dating a girl, and just for context, I'm in my mid-30s, looking to get married. But back how I grew up, when you go on a date, you know, the first couple of dates, the guy is always expected to pay, and there's no question. But once it starts hitting like date 4, date 5, date 6, once you actually start establishing that you're actually, you know, going out, you're heading towards a relationship, at what point in your expertise would you say that, or if at any, would the girl have to start offering at least coming in as like a team player? Because what I've found is that the dates that I've been on, it's women just expecting men to automatically pay. And whilst I agree with that in the first couple of dates, after a while, it starts to get a bit of a turn off. And I'm not sure if that's a cultural difference or whether it's
there are
something
cultural
that
differences
I just have to accept.
Well, you don't have to accept anything you don't want to accept. You can always ask a lady if you're not willing to continue to pay, that's your prerogative. And then some ladies will say, well, thanks, but no thanks. And you'll find out. And ultimately you can, and some ladies right up front, if you're not in a relationship, they offer to split the bill with you in the beginning, because in the beginning, you're just going together as friends. And then once you start developing a relationship, again, it's funny, tonight must be the money night. So you do talk about money whenever you want to, and say, you talk to the, if, once you're past 3 dates, then you're moving towards having a relationship. And if you're wanting to go further into a relationship, you can start talking about how you see long-term relationships working in your eyes, and then they tell you how they see it. And that's where negotiation starts.
And in your professional opinion, what do you think about the whole, the male always paying for everything? Do you think that that's...
There's no right or wrong. There's no shoulds. There are no shoulds. So if you want to be with a lady, I will say this, that Dr. Allen always said that equality... equality, tit for tat, one for one, does tend to nullify chemistry. So, because men were designed to give, protect, and cherish, or the masculine energy, whatever sex it happens to be, but women were designed to receive, be vulnerable, be patient, be passive. So that's the nature, that's a natural dynamic. But in modern society, things have gotten much more gray tones. So especially in Western cultures, when you want to have, if you make this amount of money and the other person makes that a different amount of money, you can decide percentages as you get further into the relationship. But it's good to talk about it. There's no right or wrong. It's what you, how you want to design a relationship.
Yeah.
And some
and
women
not,
just
you know,
don't want to be. Sometimes women, now a Pat Allen woman, she may offer you to take you somewhere different, or she may offer to cook you a meal, because it's not always one for one, tit for tat. So if you take a woman out 2 times, a good woman, a Pat Allen trained woman, will say, I would like to have you over, make you a dinner. And that's her contribution to show you she cares.
Yeah,
so
because I mean, in modern
is,
day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think in modern day, you know, you go on a date in Los Angeles, it can be easily $200, $250.
Don't go to those places. Then go to the park and get takeout. Go get pizzas, sandwiches, and go to the park. If that's, you know, your comfort level, if that's the your and see what women want to go with you and do that. Or you say, would you mind sharing the bill next time? You can ask them, and some women will say fine. They'll like you and say, I like you and I'm willing to share in that way. And some women will not want to, and you will find out. So if that is your what you want, and we train men to know what they want in life, you can start going with your wants in that direction, and you'll see what you get. But don't do something and resent it. We don't want you to resent a woman. Do something that you resent. Or do something outside your economic ability. We would never want anybody to do that. Take people to, if you want to still be on the giving end, you can, doesn't have to go to a $200 dinner.
No, thank you. And do you have time for another quick question, or do you need to?
Of course. Love hearing from the men. And by the way, one of the books that Dr. Allen did with a colleague, Don Schmanke, is The Truth About Men Will Set You Free. And that's a wonderful book from the male perspective, all you out there.
Okay, I'll
so let's have out. Let's have another question. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so my next question is there a main, what's the main problem with a young girl or a younger girl chasing slightly older guy? I mean, I'm saying someone who's in their late 20s chasing a guy in their mid-30s, because a female friend of mine thought that was an issue, and I didn't have any issue with that whatsoever. I thought that was quite
We don't promote women chasing men. We don't promote women to chase men, period. Unless they want to be in the masculine position, and then that's fine. If they want to be in the masculine position, giving, protecting, cherishing, and they want to be with a feminine man who is receiving and respecting of her, and that is perfectly fine too. So all styles of relationships work, just we don't like to get too fuzzy and mix them up at this, you know, go from back and forth. You decide where you're coming from. But if she wants to be a feminine woman, which is receiving, vulnerable, passive, receptive, patient, she will not chase men. She will make herself available to men. But we don't have a problem with age. It's just how many times you've been around the sun. If you're just talking about age in general. Was that the question about age differences?
No, it's more just a question on, I guess, the characteristics of, you know, what is going through the younger girl's mind, and how to identify.
Is she chasing you? A younger girl is chasing you?
Yeah.
Okay, and a younger girl is chasing you.
I think it's respectable. I think it's fine.
Yeah, you just said the right word. It is respectable. You are in the feminine position if you're being chased, and you respect her from her male energy. She is demonstrating her penetrating masculine energy. You are willing to sit there in a receptive. I have no problem, and Dr. Pat Allen has no problem with men wanting to be in the feminine role, by the way. If you want to be in the receptive mode and have the woman be the one that you respect, and she's the primary breadwinner, that's fine. There are many people out there, many women out there, and I have coached many who want to be in that position and have a cute guy, and he's not the primary breadwinner, but she's more the decision maker, and she is the leader. in this case.
I see. So what you're trying to get at is that you shouldn't conflate the two characteristics of a man and a woman together, or if you do, then they should be separated. So either a male takes on the feminine role or the female takes on a masculine role.
That's how you have correct. Now, there are alpha people who have both qualities. We have very dynamic, successful people have to learn the very, very difficult dance of when they're both very strong in their masculine and they're both very strong in their feminine, but they each have to decide what their primary position is. Who's going to be the king and who's going to be the king? Who's going to be the leader, the respected one, and who is going to be follow and be the respecting one and be the cherished one primarily?
Got it.
So that means okay. Whoever has the masculine role of being respected first, cherished second, their ideas and their decisions will be respected first over the feminine one. The feminine one, his or her feelings will be cherished. Her feeling-centeredness, how she feels, he or she feels about something, will be more important first, primarily. So this is a very tricky way to live. You got to pick a position, a primary position, for things to work and not go into head-to-head, because there's not room for two people to be in the same position at the same time. Either it's going to turn into a fight, or it's going to turn into two bulls butting heads.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very insightful.
Well,
really appreciate your time.
Thank
today.
You. Thanks. And get the books. Get Dr. Pat's book. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. I think you'll get some insights in that one.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
That was a great caller. Great call. Good question about how when the girl chased him, he automatically respected her.
Mm-hmm. There you have it, right there in a nutshell.
But you
and
know,
he
I
didn't
think
even
guys,
know
they,
where
they,
it was going.
They, you know, some guys want that in the beginning, but then when they get it for a couple of weeks, they can't stand it. It might be exciting at first. And then also the thing about, you know, you were good with Dr. Pat says the girls give. Oh, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Patricia.
Hi.
Hi.
Sue and Patricia. So I'm the lady who's dating. Well, trying to get to know the widow.
Yes. Okay. The widower. Wonderful.
Yes. It's going nowhere. He last time we talked, I called him and he said, let's get together. And I thought we had a date, but we really didn't, because we didn't have a time or a date set up. And he never really does that unless I press. And I decided that I wasn't going to press. So I haven't heard.
You don't want to be put. You don't want to be inadvertently put into the masculine role of leading, is what I'm gathering.
Right.
Okay. Right. So you sit back and wait, and if nothing happens, it fizzles out. If that's your choice to be in that position, I hear you. So you sit and wait, and again, if nothing happens, it falls flat. But it has 8 weeks. You don't have to, don't contact him then for 8 weeks. See if he misses you.
Right. Okay. So I'm not going to do that. All right. And what else? Okay. So can I ask another question?
Of course.
Okay. So the man that I've been involved with, who's married 25 years on and off, I was thinking that, you know, he's married, he has a family, and if anything happens to him, they're taken care of, but I'm not. So I asked him about a life insurance policy, and he was willing to go along with it. until mm-hmm. it came to the premium payment. And he said, well, I thought you would pay for it. And I'm thinking, me pay for it? First of all, I don't have it in my budget to do that.
And okay, now you're starting to get what it feels like. Just you're doing a really good job of negotiate by bringing it up. And this is the money night, I guess, must be in the stars. And congratulations for you to bring it up and look out for yourself. And now you're going to find out if he's going to take care of you or not. And do you really want, unless he's just fun to have as your sex toy, what's in it for you?
Well, we're not even having sex, so I told him.
Oh.
So we're sensual, I guess you could say, but we're not doing the anus, vagina, mm-hmm. oral thing. So,
right.
So, but he still calls or he texts and stuff like that. So I just, it's like, this is where the rubber meets the daggone road. If that's
you got that right, girl.
This is
that's
where the
exactly
goddamn
right.
rubber meets the road. You say you love me,
right.
Show it. Just show
I
it.
I like hearing this.
Mm-hmm. So,
you
yeah,
have
so,
a right. Here's our languaging, though. Here's our languaging, though. I get that where you're at, but here's mm-hmm. how we do it in healthy communication, in rational communication. We say, you have a right to do XYZ or not do XYZ, whatever the case is here. However, I'm not comfortable with that. And if you're not willing to do this, which is what you want, then I don't want to do this anymore. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Make a contract with him.
Okay.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah.
How I said that? And yes. Sue teaches this in her groups, these communication tools. You may want to join one of her groups. And
yes.
These are very specific communication tools to get what you want out of life and not have what you don't want in life.
Okay. I wrote it down. Yes, I did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're,
all right.
It sounds to me like you're ready to not accept crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the reason why you're not getting another relationship, because you this other energy that you have with this person for all these years is kind of a what we call a cock blocker energetically. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. the energy is blocking you from another man being able to come in.
Right.
Because you still all have right. too much energy on this one. So yeah. finish it off one way or the other. Get some kind of a financial security or forget it and get a man who will eventually be your man.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you,
caller.
You for that.
Call us back next week with more of an update. We enjoy hearing
okay.
from you. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that interesting that the money issues are coming up tonight?
Yeah, it is.
With everybody? Do we get recycle, you know?
Yeah, on that first one, you know, please don't start off in the relationship hiding money, because then he doesn't know what else you're hiding. You know, that's part of being in a relationship is full disclosure. You'd want to know his full disclosure. He wants to know yours. Yeah.
That's right. And I got something out of her without her even having done her script yet. So I do script work too. And
uh-huh.
when you do a script session, we send you a questionnaire of about 25 questions that take some time. Oh, we'll go over that.
Nina.
Coming in.
Oh, I guess. Well, somebody was trying to
answer your phone.
Yeah. When you call
anyway.
In the audience, when you call in, Sam at the switchboard calls you back. So please make sure that you pick up the callback number he's calling from, or else it'll go to your voicemail like before. So our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Sam does not pick up. He calls you back. So please pick up the callback number. Okay, sorry, Patricia. Go ahead.
Yeah. Where was I? Oh.
Talking life script.
Yeah, when you do when we're talking about the life script, we're talking about getting into all the things that led up to how you are, why you are, and who you are today. And even a couple of callers ago, they said, oh, well, my mother did it that way. Well, maybe what your mother did really is not going to serve you in your life. So we're trying to teach people healthy communication skills, and which will serve you in your life so that your life can flourish. And this is rational communication. We do not teach secretive and avoidance. We teach people how to relate to each other rationally and honestly. And what you mean is what you say, and what you say is what you mean. And that all comes from Eric Byrne's work in transactional analysis. And then Dr. Pat Allen furthered that with her work in androgynous semantic realignment and the WAN Institute. So these tools are very, very specific. And back to the last caller, she has been in a relationship with someone where they're married. Now, that if you're still energetically connected with one person, if there's no room for someone new to come in. So that's kind of where you have to make some decisions in your life, what you want. Thus, the WANT Institute. Learn how to get what you want and what you don't want.
Well, let me just punch in a little bit more for the WAN Institute before a caller comes in. Dr. Allen does have ongoing ladies groups. They are full. There is a long wait list. And Kelly and myself, we take the runovers and we teach Dr. Allen's material. The call in, if you want to get information, you can reach me at info@drpetallen.com or 949-723-0338. And callers, we're getting ready to do the dream interpretation. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. So call in and have Patricia answer questions or do your dream interpretation. Do you want to talk a little bit about your dream interpretation, Patricia?
Sure. Yes, I've been doing this work for over 25 years. And my book is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia Eltinge, Eltinge, and it can be found on Amazon. So I encourage people to get this book, but I'll give you a trick on being able to remember your dreams, and that is to keep a pad by your bed and tell yourself before you go to sleep, I'm going to remember my dream. That's just the beginning stages of it. I have people who have been working with me for many, many years who their dreams are flourishing and fantastic. But these dreams are correlating to your waking life, bringing you messages of how you can better operate in your waking life, in your relationships with everyone, including your romantic relationships, your family, your workplace, and your decision making. It's all comes in your subconscious mind where the dreams come from, but they show up it symbolically. So that's the beginnings of what you want to do with your dreams, because they're there for a reason. They're there to help us manage our lives better. And that's what I do, is help people get in touch with their subconscious mind through the dream world.
Yes. So callers, if you have any dreams, please feel free to call us and share 323-203-0815. And remember, Sam at the switchboard will call your number back. Please make sure you have it in your contacts and you pick up when you receive the call back. Anything else you want to share with the audience? Did you share any of your contact information with the audience on how to...
I don't think you shared anything. I didn't. Thank you so much. Yes, I do life scripts also. I'm a transactional analyst and I love getting into the life scripts I help people excavate. I look at it like an archaeological dig, how we excavate how you became you. And then we separate everything, lay it out on the table, and then I help you decide what parts of your current life are based on old ways that were given to you from your parents, your culture, your churches, your schooling, your shows you watched, and the grandparents and all of your relatives. All of that mixed up got you to be who you are today, but some of that is really not serving you today. So this is how we pick it apart and decide which parts of it we want to keep and which parts of it how to not keep practicing things in our lives that don't serve us, and don't help us flourish.
I was reading something on, just a quick question, neuro-linguistic programming. And when I was reading about it, it's kind of like a little bit about life script, about what you learned from the past. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. Yes, a lot of it is. Yes, yeah. I'm also trained in neuro-linguistic programming, and it's how you speak. It goes along as an adjunct of Dr. Pat's work and Eric Burns' work, and it's how you speak. So if you speak in terms of the negative, I don't want to do that. Well, you're better off saying what you want rather than what you do in some ways. Let's say, I don't want the sky to fall today. Well, you're better off saying, I want it to be a beautiful day and the sky to stay in place, you know? So it's energetically helps you train your thought process.
Yeah. So your thoughts create your feelings and emotions, which create your destiny here.
Yes.
Is that kind of the
yes.
program?
Yes. Yeah, that's part of that. Yes.
I have it right here. Your thoughts yes. cause feelings cause actions equal results.
Yes, that all stems from Lao Tzu's original work from ancient Chinese philosopher. Yes.
Yeah, it's like cause and effect. Thoughts cause feelings cause actions equal results. Yeah.
And that is ultimately your destiny.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it affects
true.
Everything in your life.
So the one thing that, you know, that we have to be aware of is what we're thinking. I believe in what you think about comes about. So change your thought pattern. And that's where the WAN Institute with, we change your languaging. So you have rational communication, not emotional. So you can communicate with clear, precise, potent words in communication.
And without not gaminess. Gaminess comes subconsciously, right? But it's a subconscious gaminess when we have our programs, our tapes that have been downloaded from our families and our cultures. Those are unconscious tapes, and then we automatically behave and speak in certain ways when we don't even know why that we're doing it and how it's sabotaging our lives.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is helping people stop the continual self-sabotage.
Do you want to go into like the verbal games people play about the victim, persecutor, and rescuer? Do you want to share any of that information, how that can be a triangle game where everybody plays the pieces over and over?
Well, that's part of it. And we can get into that when we talk about a family dynamics, especially, and people are set up to be in a certain position in their family, whether they're the one who has to kowtow to the other one and the other one's the a verbal abuser. Some people are growing up with the alcoholic father and he's yelling and screaming, and the mother has to, you know, be the victim, and then the daughter has to become masculine because she's trying to protect the mother. So there are these family dynamics that get set up, and here we're trying to unravel it all. Is what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that game. I'm going over communication tools with my group, and I pulled out, there's another great book, just to pump advertisement, by Dr. Pat Allen. It's called The Answers Book. It's a short little book that just has all the little tools, you know, the little tidbits. It's not a lot of read, but it just has all of the cliff notes, the footnotes that are important. And then from there, you can dig in deeper, but it's a great book. It's available on Amazon as well. And then did we talk about your dream book that you have available?
Oh, we were going to. It's on Amazon, the Dream Class. And my website is thedreamclass.com. And again, my name is Patricia L. Tinge, and people can email me, patricia@thedreamclass.com, to do a life script. Or call with me with a dream, and I can help you get into your subconscious mind. I say what I do is actually teaching people to.
Oh, we have a caller on. Caller, are you on?
Yes. I'm here, and I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw that you called.
How are you?
Do you have a dream for Patricia or a question?
Yes. Yes, I do. I just want to say I have called in before, and it's been very helpful, Patricia's interpretations. And so
I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, I just remember the short version, but it was very powerful. Woke up around, I don't know, 5 a.m. with it. And it's that I was driving a van, and apparently the van was full of my valuables, some boxes and things that I wasn't specific, but it was good stuff, you know, of mine. And I stopped at a red light, and somehow the hood of this van, like a hatchback, I guess, popped open. And I guess it was stopped at a traffic light, and the hood just popped open, and there was a guy. Right there,
the hood meaning
very close
where
to
the engine
stuff.
Is. The hood popped open in the front of the car.
No, I'm sorry. The trunk. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. The trunk.
Oh, the trunk.
Okay, uh-huh. You know, it's like kind of like an SUV where the back opens. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was large, and there was my boxes, and you know, I even noticed that I was wearing. I used to have this valuable. A Rolex watch. I was wearing that, and this guy was looking at me menacingly, and I was looking at him back, and it looked like he was looking at my Rolex. He was kind of eyeing my valuables, and it looked like we were going to get
what, can you
some
describe
confrontation.
Can you describe him?
Well, I can't say it's anybody that I know in my life. But
what did he look like? Can you describe him in your description?
Yeah, young white guy. But he didn't look mean or anything, or like
he didn't look menacing.
Tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look menacing, but the eyes, you know, like there was like this malicious look in his eye, and I was getting ready to have to counter whatever action he was going to take against me. I felt a definite threat, even though he didn't look threatening. So that's the short of it, you know.
That's good. You know, it doesn't take much in a dream. It doesn't take much. Is that it? Is that the dream?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't take much for me to help you decide or help you discover what your dream is about, what it's relating to you in your waking life. Now, this dream, when we talk about vehicles in a dream, we're talking about our way through life. Now, in this dream, the vehicle was more of a utility type vehicle. So this is representing your way through life in the workplace, in the work productivity side. So you are encountered and something on the back end, did the back end open up before you encountered the guy?
Yeah, I think it was like I stopped the red light and the trunk just popped open kind of by itself. And then
exposed It exposed your valuables. Is that it?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so your valuable merch or your stuff was exposed unbeknownst to, or from not your own control. It did this on its own. So your way through life, in your business side of life, is now being vulnerable. So is your business, and now there's a character. It represented is this male character, but in our dreams, a male figure is actually represents your feeling centeredness, and he is a threat. Even though you said he wasn't that scary, you said the look in his eyes was not exactly friendly. It was a threat nevertheless, right?
Yeah.
He had a threatening look in his eyes. So this is a feeling. This is a, you're feeling threatened in the business side of your life. And so I will present to you the question, because I can only give you the hold up mirror up for you and then ask you where in your waking life, in some form, some area of your productivity or business, are you feeling threatened and vulnerable? Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I think it's the business, but it was personal too, in that sense.
But you're, this
you know
is
what
van,
I mean?
The van is a business. The van represents, I said in the beginning, the van represents a a vehicle. It's not a vehicle that is a sports car. This is not a little car. This is a utility vehicle. So I'm suggesting this vehicle is representing your way through life in the business sector, because it's a utility vehicle that you, I didn't dream it. You did. You dreamt of a utility vehicle. Mm-hmm. So I'm wanting you to connect the dots to something going on in your waking life where the business and you have valuables in the back, but yet what is, you don't know, you couldn't describe what was in the back exactly. You just said it was valuable.
There were some boxes, you know, and I think you're correct, because the boxes to me represent, I'm a book publisher.
Again.
And so boxes of books. Okay, that have to be transported
so
around.
So it's what this dream is telling me is for you to pay attention in your waking life to your business and protect. Somehow you need to protect your valuable part of your business. There's some vulnerable area in your business that your subconscious knows about, that it's trying to get through to you where you have a vulnerability in business. So it's for you to contemplate on and find out where is that vulnerable piece that I need to pay attention to.
That makes sense.
Okay, so that's what we have people do. Threaten, yes, there's something that your subconscious mind knows things before your conscious mind knows it. So I get people to actually start meditating. And I say, meditate with that in mind, where I pose the, and even put that in your next dream, write it on the pad by your bed. Where is my business vulnerable? What part of my business is potentially threatened and there's a vulnerability? And you just write it down, and your dream world will bring you more messages.
Okay.
I have people.
All right, well, it makes business, sense.
I have business people, and very, very successful people in business who've been with me for years and years, and tell me that their colleagues think that they are psychic and they always make the right decisions, and how they know ahead of time what's going on, because, and they just think that they're psychic, but they have become much more in tune to to what's going on ahead of time than they used to be through doing this work.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I say
well,
to you,
all right. Yeah.
go to meditation, go into your next nighty night dream world with that question in mind. Where is my business or my productive side of life vulnerable?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that does make sense. And I will open Great. Myself up to getting more specific with that, definitely.
You can get into it because our dreams do come in series. We get a series of dreams. They often come in threes on the same topic. So I say tonight, put that by your bed in the your spiral notebook by your bed that I suggest, and ask the question.
Okay.
And see what comes up. And call us next week.
All right. I really appreciate what you do, and keep up all your good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Call us with a question. Well, we're doing dreams right now, but Patricia, I'm sure, will take a question if need be. What were we talking about before, Patricia? Anything?
I'm sure.
I don't have any questions from callers. I'm just going through my communication thing about the.
Let's
see. What's the curse of five curses of mankind? Do you know those offhand? I've got them in front of me. Be perfect.
Well, go ahead and read them off if you've got them in front of you.
Hurry up. This would please other
be perfect.
First, and be perfect. Yeah. Be perfect. These are all in her book, The Answers, just little quotes, and it has a little explanation. I'm going to go over this in my ladies group after the Zoom.
So instead of be perfect, we say strive for excellence. You don't have to be perfect. We want you to strive for excellence.
Yeah, be excellent. And then the second one, try harder. What is
that's
the
just be
cure for that is know what's enough.
Yeah.
The third one, hurry up. What's that one, Patricia? Work easy.
Hurry up is work easy.
Yeah. And the fourth one is please others first. That one is a lot of people think they have to be polite over potent. Yeah.
We want you to please you first.
Yeah, yourself first. And then the other one, be strong. This is what a lot of masculine women do. They're trying to be strong. So,
we don't want you to be strong. We want you to be potent.
Yes.
And potency is the feminine version of being strong. It's your potential is unfathomable. It's bottomless.
Yeah, in Dr. Allen's book, it says the fifth curse is be strong. You know what be strong is? Unteachable. The antidote to this is to be open. Unteachable people are absolutely lost souls. Run away from them. They are so toxic. Demonstrate a life, but don't try to educate them. So be strong can be, that unfortunately has a lot of the masculine women that keeps them single because they're too strong.
I know. They have to be right. They must be right.
Well, you know, and Dr. Allen talked about that. Women's lib, she talked a little bit about that, how women's lib and, you know, going off to work, it absolutely ruined it for the relationships. They wanted to be the equal with men. It works fine in the workplace, but not in relationships at home, loving relationships.
Yes, that's what I was talking about with the gentleman from New Zealand.
That's also what what's your take on, you know, because I get a lot of, you know, in nowadays, these men are getting angry having to fork out $200 to $300 dates every night for these women. But dates can be cups of coffee. It can be going to a movie. It's basically getting to know
dates
the person.
Can be go for a hike, go for a walk on the beach, go for a walk in the park, go to an amusement park. There are a lot of ways you can have fun with somebody and get to know them doing other things than going out to a $200 meal.
Yeah, until you get to know them and you want to spend the money on them. So getting to know people, it could be three or four dates of, you know, coffees, walks, hikes, just things like that. I know a lot of people that do that, just get together. Yeah. Until you get to know them and you want to start a relationship and start taking courting them would be where you're starting to spend more of the money and showing off and proving that you're the good man. You're chasing them and protecting them and leading.
If that's what you want to do, and some people just like to do a sport together, you know, many people like to go paddle boarding, people play tennis.
Yeah.
There are people who hike. There are people who go on bike rides. You have to think outside the box other than just going to a restaurant.
Uh-huh. And that, because there's a lot of gold digger women, and Dr. Allen talks about that. It's just about what they can get from men. And I can understand where men feel used in, you know, of having to take these women out.
Yeah. But if they give back, if they show that they have a sense of giving back, and in, like, and like Dr. Allen always said, it doesn't necessarily mean you give back one to one. If they, if you take a woman out to a dinner or two, and she wants to cook you a meal, that is a give back.
Give back less than what they gave to you.
It doesn't have to be equal, but it's a sign of generosity in spirit.
And also, I heard somewhere, so they can see you're a team player, not a taker. Yeah.
Well, not just taking, you give and take. You also give back.
Yeah.
So we want the women not to just take only. We do want women to give back.
Yeah.
If you're given two, you show that you can give back.
Yeah. That's kind of like a team. It sets it up for what mm-hmm. they're going to get in the future. Is this woman always just going to be the taker? Or is there some way she can reciprocate a little bit back?
That's right. So,
yeah.
And then you'll find out. You'll find out. And we promote women to be generous in spirit as giving back.
And then when the woman is feminine, the man naturally is drawn to her because he misses that side. So there's a give and take with the energy and polarity of masculine and feminine, how they complement each other. It's not just all about the finances or dating.
Well, more will be revealed, and we love to hear the callers and people with your dreams. Tell me your dreams, and I'll tell you who you really are. How, what you really think and feel, how you really think and feel about what's going on in your life. It's not only what you see. You see, we're collecting data from all of our senses through our eyes, our ears, our touch, our smell, and all that data that we're collecting from every minute of every hour, we are processing in our sleep. It's been collected. We are paper shredding some of the stuff, and most of it is being categorized and stored to be used mm-hmm. later when needed. So this is what our brain is doing while we're sleeping, and we need quality sleep for that process to go on. And that process is called the glymphatic system, not lymphatic, but glymphatic with a G. And while this cleansing, detoxification process is going on while we're sleeping, and by the way, that's the only time it happens is during sleep, you have to allow proper sleep for this to carry on. Do we have a caller?
Yes, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. This dream is a little gross. It's gross. So
it's okay.
Go
this
ahead.
Is LA Talk Radio.
Okay. So I didn't dream it all the way. It was just a vision because I'm still doing the paper by the bed thing and writing it down, mm-hmm. closing my eyes for 3 or 4 minutes. So it was a toilet. Urine was in it and bath tissue was in it. And above it
was a window where I saw the sun coming up in beautiful pink and light pink colors. And then, you know, I opened my eyes. So that's it.
Okay. So there's still something in your life. There's something in your waking life where it's not poo, but it's urine in this instance, and it hasn't been flushed. So I'm going to ask you, what element in your waking life do you need to flush that is still some remnants of toxic behavior or toxicity in your life that you still need to flush out? Can you relate to that?
I do. I'm the woman with the married man, and you said...
Okay, girl. Okay. You see what I'm saying? You can't hide from yourself, your subconscious mind. But there's a new day. I want to tell you something. You are aware of a new day coming because you're seeing the sunrise. So your subconscious mind is telling you there's a new day coming. But you better flush the toilet.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, because that's a perfect example of how our dreams relate to our waking life and give us instructions on what we need to do.
Yes. Alrighty.
If you're willing to take the challenge, it's like Mission Impossible. Okay, now it's before you. Now it's up to you to decide when you want to flush the toilet.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much, Patricia. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for calling. Call us back next week with the dream if you're available.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Boy, that's just perfect example.
Yes, it is. What a good dream. Yeah. Very good dream. Anybody out there, if you have a dream, we've got another 15 minutes here at 323-203-0815. And if you do have any questions that maybe you're embarrassed or don't want to talk to on the radio show, you can email me at the office and I'll read them over the radio and you can listen in on the archives. info@drpetallen.com. You can send me your questions and I'd be happy to read them over the air, and then you can listen to the archived recording at a later time for your answer if you want to work.
Or you can
that.
Listen live. You can type it in 1 week and then listen to it the next week.
Some people don't have access to listen to this live, so they have questions. So I'm just offering
I
that.
See.
You can write me the question and I'd be happy to say it over the radio and get Patricia's input, and then you can listen to your answer at your convenience when you are available.
Very good. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of that these shows are archived. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, don't feel like you can never be available to have questions answered. I'm more than happy to take your questions if you want to email them to me. And if I need more clarification, I'll write you, whatever else needed that Patricia might need to answer it properly. So with that,
I'll tell you what, some more about the dream world, just so you can start getting some ideas. And that is, our dreams come to us in a hierarchy of people, nature, and things. So when we're dreaming of things, let's say like toilets, that's a thing. And the thing is like something that's just starting to bubble through to your subconscious mind. And then it's at the lowest hierarchy. Then there's nature. Nature would be landscape, animals. And then there's people. People, when you're dreaming of people, then it's the closest to your conscious mind that you're really getting the message sooner. And I have one more thing to say about that last caller. I shouldn't have gotten her off so soon. When we're dreaming of water images, water images. I hope she's still listening. Water images of all types of water, even if it's toilet water or a puddle or a waterfall or a swimming pool or an ocean. Water images represent our sensual, sexual relationship side of life.
Oh, and that's a good part?
Yeah. And the last dream, we had toilet water with urine in it. So yes, it was toxic water, toxic area in their sexual relationship side of life that she needs to flush. Got it?
Yeah, got it. Hope she got it.
Okay.
Listening in to get that other bit of tidbit there. Yeah.
That's that add-on. So, which is a big one. So anyway, that came to my mind when I was doing people, nature, and things. And then the other part, the biggest part of Dr. Pat's and my work, we collaborated for years working on this system to deliver it to other therapists and coaches, actually. I taught at several seminars. Dr. Pat and I worked together. And then I taught at the International Transactional Analysis Convention several years ago, where I taught this to other therapists. And our specialty that we added in this work that's so unique is the yin and yang, the feminine and masculine images representing our masculine side and our feminine side in our dream world. So when we're dreaming of masculine images, let's keep it simple. If you dream of a dog, that's typically a masculine. That means you're thinking, your productive side of life. If you're dreaming of a cat, that's typically a feminine representation in your dream world. And that is your feeling centeredness, how you feel about things. So the gentleman who called previously was dreaming of a male figure in his dream. So that was representing his feelings. His feelings of something threatening. There was a threatening feeling in his dream because it was a male figure. And the reason why they're opposite is because that's the Jungian paradox. Now, Carl Jung developed his paradox of the masculine and feminine. Oh, hello, hello, hello.
Do you have a dream for Patricia?
Okay. I don't have a dream. I have a relationship question.
Go ahead. Okay.
We can do it.
It's kind of about when guys approach you and if they're talking to you and you don't really have interest and they ask for your number, what's a feminine way to, you know, decline that without like lying, I guess, about being having a boyfriend
or
something like that?
You can always do, we call it a lie for love. We're not opposed to lie for love, but you can politely say, thank you so much for your interest. However, I'm not available at this time.
Ah.
But you thank somebody. That's to be ladylike. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your interest in me, and I appreciate you asking anything along those lines. I appreciate you asking me that. Thank you so much. I'm flattered. However, I'm not available at this time.
Okay.
But why don't you want to explore them?
It was just one guy in particular. He just made me just uncomfortable after we had talked for a while.
Let's hear why. Maybe you have your picker broken. Maybe he's not a bad guy. Let's hear what turned you off. I want to hear what turned you off. That's important to me.
When I was asking him, he was asking me questions like, oh, because he was driving for Uber. And so he was just talking about the neighborhood I was in and asking me like just the questions about, do I live there? And then he'll make comments just like, you must be rich. You must be rich or doing well or, you know, you don't have any problems.
And so you felt that creeped you out?
Yeah, it was kind of like a turn off, I guess, or I don't know what.
Okay.
It's just a lot of comments in that direction.
I'm okay. That turned you off. So yeah. You know what? If you had a creepy feeling, I'll trust your gut. Trust your gut. That's feminine. Because okay. Feelings are feminine. And ideas and thinking is masculine. And we all have both. But at times when you say you want to trust your gut feeling, then you just say, well, thank you for your interest. I'm not available at this time.
Thank you for that. I kind of have a dream related question too.
Good.
If you're dreaming about celebrities, does that mean something like I've been dreaming about
I'll tell you what
years
it means.
Ago.
Who do you tell me yeah, who tell you me. Dream about? You tell
it's
me
like
who
an
you
athlete.
Dream about.
I dream about
you know
just
what?
Random athletes.
Uh-huh. Well, different ones.
It's mainly one that used to play for okay. the Clippers years ago.
Okay.
And he'll
okay.
just be in my dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're kind of like in the olden days when they were doing dreams, they had the Greek gods and people, but nowadays our figures that are archetypes, we call it, are people like movie stars, athletes, cartoon characters. So those images, so give me the character type. You don't have to say the name, but what's the character type of that person? How would you describe it?
Seems,
so a star, obviously.
Yeah, he seems very like playful and fun, but kind of like stable at the same time. He seems like a good guy, like a really like solid, grounded type of person who would be fun to be
around. You're dreaming of that aspect of yourself, you see. Our dreams are related to our different aspects of ourself. So this is, you're dreaming of that side of yourself that's grounded, a feeling of being grounded, a feeling of playful, all those attributes that you gave to that character. He's just the character that you used in the play of your dreams, like your characters in your play, but those represent your aspects of yourself. So in what context, then I say, how do those aspects of you appear in your waking life? Are you a fun-loving, grounded person in general?
Fun-loving.
Like this character?
I'm becoming more grounded. Yeah, I'm becoming more mm-hmm. grounded and feeling more stable with stuff
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
now than I mm-hmm. have ever been.
Great. Well, in this dream, whenever you were having it, I don't know how long ago it was, but you were moving towards being like that. Even then, our subconscious mind, it, which is our dream world comes from, is way ahead of our waking life self.
Got
so that's
you.
Why it's wonderful to get in touch with that, because then we know what direction we're heading in and how we can correct it or go with it or decide how we want to alter it. It's a barometer of where we're at and where we're going.
Thank you. That is helpful. That's very helpful.
Great, great. Thank you for calling. See, it doesn't take much. One little image in a dream can really say a lot.
Yes, I'm glad. Thank you.
Okay. Call again.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. We had quite a few good callers today. Not a lot of callers, but good callers. We're going to start winding up the end of the show here. Patricia, do you have any more stuff you want to talk about before we put an end to the show this week?
Well, let's see here. I like talking about, I was in the process of talking about the masculine and feminine energies that are within us all. We all have our masculine and feminine energies. And in my book, I even have a symbol of the yin-yang symbol, which is the, some people think of it as the swirling black symbol and the swirling white symbol inside the circle. And they represent our masculine side is the white energy, pure energy, with the black dot in that portion. And that represents the masculine and the soul of a man is feminine. And that's the black dot in the white swirl. Now, the black swirl is the feminine energy, and the white dot is the soul of a woman is masculine. And that's how we have to balance. We need to learn to balance our energies between our masculine, working, productivity, thinking side of us, and our feminine, feeling-centered side of us. And that's what we do. We try to help us all balance our energies so that we can have a wonderful, sensual, fun-filled, productive, flourishing life.
True. If anybody wants some information, if you did not get Patricia's information, or if you want to know of the Wand Institute services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com and ask me any questions, and I'll guide you to resources that would best suit you. And then again, Patricia, you have your contact information available to give out?
Again, it is thedreamclass.com. And the book is The Dream Class by Patricia Eltinge, found on Amazon.
And we'll have Dr. Allen on next week. We are having one guest on to talk with her. If you want to be on to be a guest to talk to her, we're not doing call-ins during her. It's contact me and I arrange it ahead of time. So if you want to say a thank you or a shout out to Dr. Allen, contact me at the office and I will have the radio show call you next week. We'll have one caller each week to say a special hello to Dr. Allen.
Great, Sue, and your groups are doing great. I occasionally get people from your groups, and they're already being so well trained that it's wonderful for me to be able to do the life script with them. And
that's a miracle to have them. Yes, they come to my group, and I kind of push them over to get the life script because that opens up a lot of the inner emotions that they stuff down. So once that gets cleared up, I can help re-language them, retrain them into effective communication.
It's just a great combination. It really is. It's a wonderful system, and we just help people flourish in their lives the best we can.
Do you have any closing words you want to share with the audience out there?
I want to say, as ever, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. Join us next week for your questions, relationship questions answered, and also dream interpretation. And until then, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.